This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. I hope your day so far has been kind to you. All right, y'all, we're talking about something that might seem super simple, but is actually pretty powerful. Journaling. There are many benefits, scientific benefits, and soul nourishing benefits to journaling. And today, I'm diving into how to specifically use journaling as a tool for reflection, creativity, and intentional living. Today's quote is from author Joan Didion. She once said, quote, "I don't know what I think until I write it down," end quote. Writing something down, making it concrete, can transform your thought process, your view, and even how you feel. Sometimes you just have to grab your pen and notebook or open your notes app and jot down what's on your mind. I was recently at Reese Witherspoon's Shine Away event for her company Hello Sunshine. They had incredible panels there, workshops, and talks about joy, community, and connection. One panel I attended was with Neha Roosh. She's the author of The Power Pause. She talked about how she journals and mentioned that she actually takes out her notes app in the morning and she writes down three things she's grateful for. And then she answers the question, how do I want to show up for the day? I loved hearing that. It seems like a simple ritual, right? But I'm sure it's incredibly beneficial for her in her life. To start the day claiming what she's grateful for and stating how she's going to show up for the day. It's a positive, affirming start to the day, right? Journaling can be just a few minutes in the morning, midday, after lunch, on a break from work, in the evening, or when you find the time. But the most important thing, I believe, is making the time for it. We make the time for what's important to us, right? And I hope you can give journaling a try if you haven't yet and integrate it into your daily life. Me personally, I'm also big on just jotting down things in my notes app on my phone as well. And I also utilize my journal too, if it's around. So just find what works best for you and stick to it. Let's talk about some tips to help you get started. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on a cold brew with sweet cream from a local coffee shop, Coffee Fix. I don't know why, but I've really been craving that sweet cream and those cloud foams in my drinks lately. Craving that extra sugar, that sugar boost. What's something you like to add to your coffee or tea every now and then? That's like a little treat on top of the treat. If you love the show, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. All right, I hope your cup is full and you're able to take a moment to slow down long enough to notice your thoughts and shape them into something more intentional today. Cheers, y'all. Let's get into it. Let's first dive into why reflection matters for creatives. It may seem like the world around you is constantly telling you to do more of this, more of that, always doing, checking boxes, moving on to the next project, chasing deadlines. But without stopping, without pausing, without reflection, we don't truly integrate our experiences in a meaningful way that benefits us. Reflection helps with growth and clarity, right? And journaling is like holding up a mirror to your inner world. It can help you track where you've been. It can help you notice patterns, good ones and bad ones. It can help you reconnect with your why you started. And even spot creative ideas that might otherwise, you know, just slip away. You can even think of it like composting, your daily scraps of thoughts, inspirations, and even frustrations that eventually transform into rich soil for new ideas, for new beginnings. Now, you can use journaling as a creative tool. So you might think journaling has to be, you know, this whole Dear Diary style thing, but it's actually one of the most versatile tools, I think. And here are a couple of ways journaling can support your creativity, starting today. Number one, idea capture. It could be a tangible space to get out all of those moments of inspiration before they, you know, just vanish. Poof, they're gone. Write them down. Get them down. It could be that space to capture those brilliant ideas. Number two, creative problem solving. Writing through blocks, questions, or, you know, those what-if scenarios often helps create new directions. And number three, tracking growth. Looking back at past entries reminds you how far you've come, which builds confidence. All right, so idea captures, all right, a space to capture ideas, creative problem solving, and tracking your beautiful growth. Journaling is great for creativity, but it can also anchor you in your intentions. So a few powerful approaches are gratitude journaling to cultivate joy and presence. You're being present, you're saying what you're grateful for, which in turn creates joy, and you're being intentional about it. Another one is goal reflection, to make sure the goals you're setting and the habits you're making are aligned with your values. And end of day check-ins, to notice what energized you and what drained you, and to adjust accordingly if necessary, to reevaluate the energizers and the drainers. When you make journaling a ritual, it stops being just about recording life and becomes a practice in shaping life. Shaping the life you want. Journaling can also help you process thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which can then lead to decreased levels of anxiety and depression, according to psychology, which is good in general, right? But also extremely helpful for a creative life. So how can you start a journaling practice that sticks, right? We want to be able to do it as much as possible, daily, if possible, but as much as possible. Now, I was and still am at times a little guilty of buying those beautiful notebooks and journals only to let them sit there on the shelf, you know, the table or the desk. I always have one I keep to actually write in, but even still, I love just looking at notebooks. I love the look of them. And we'll still buy a couple just to have, you know, I'm kind of guilty of that. If you're like me and have a notebook or two just sitting there, why don't you go ahead and crack that thing open and get to writing? Here are a few simple ways to start. Number one, keep it short. Even just 5 minutes is enough. Keep it short. Number two, pick a prompt. Try, what's on my mind right now? Or one thing I want to remember from today is, keep it short, pick a prompt. Number three, create a ritual. As I mentioned earlier, with Naya Ruches, where she writes down three things she's grateful for in the morning, maybe you can pair journaling with your morning coffee, or your wind down routine at night. Create a simple little ritual to go along with it. Number four, release the pressure. Your journal isn't for anyone else. It's for you. It doesn't have to be pretty or polished or profound. It's for you. Do you. It's for you. This week, I'm learning that everything is going to be okay. This is something I know, but I'm allowing this to be a little anthem for the week. I can only control so much. Yeah, we can only control so much. So I'll do what I can with what I have and know that everything is going to be okay. This week's creative challenge is to set aside just 5 minutes, 5 minutes to answer these two questions. First question, what's been taking up the most space in my mind lately and why? And second question, what's getting in the way of what I'm currently craving to create? Just take 5 minutes to answer those two questions if you can. Make the space for it. Make the time for it. Let me know how it goes on Instagram or email the show. As always, I'd love to hear about it. Journaling is more than just getting the words out. It's an ongoing conversation with yourself. It's how you track the threads of your creativity. Notice the ways you're growing and align your life with intention. So maybe today after listening, you open that notebook up, the pretty little notebook, the one that's just been sitting there, resting on your dresser, or you open up your notes app and jot down just one sentence. Just one. That one small act could be the beginning of a practice that nurtures your creativity and transforms how you create. If today's conversation got you thinking, made you take out your notes app or your journal, or just resonated with you in some way, please share it with your creative bestie or leave a positive review for us so other creatives can find the show as well. Also, don't forget to grab our free creative kickstart kit. The link is in the show notes. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joy is in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.